Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. And sitting in for Dave Dickey is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest direct hog markets on this Monday are called firmed, mostly a dollar per hundredweight higher on strong packer demand ahead of the Independence Day holiday. The pork produced this week will be used on retail features over the early July holiday, and the plants will need to have most, if not all, of the pork shipped by this weekend. Peoria is called 50 to a dollar higher. The top price there, 48 even. They say there is good demand to begin the week, and they say some packers need more hogs. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, June 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,264. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $64.50 to $76.50. The weighted average was $72.29, down 39 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 50.65 to 60 even. The weighted average was 57.33. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 19,089. The base price range was 63.75 to 76.50. The weighted average was 73.95. That was up $1.37 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 51.77 to 61.50, and the weighted average was 58.38.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Futures prices moved lower in overnight trading on the commodities exchanges as we begin this week. We'll get a pre-opening call coming up from Brian Maple at FC Stone. First, a look at our growing area's weather, and here to do that is AM580's Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom, and it's going to be difficult to give you some details on the forecast this week. We can give you the generalities, but I think that with the weather-focused or weather markets being out there and those marketing focusing on the details of the weather, each model run that comes in, all the midday updates, the afternoon updates for the opening of the evening trade and so on are probably going to have an impact. And I can just tell you, when you take a step back and you look at model output, you can't rely on models to simply tell you what's going to happen, but I think a lot of trading is going to be based on especially the American GFS model, because that does update four times a day and goes out to 16 days. And every time a new run of that is issued, some people just believe what it says and run with it. So if one run is drier and then another run is wetter, the forecast will be made accordingly. What really is going to happen is this, though. We are going to go in a transition from the weather we had last week into a warmer and a bit weather pattern across the Midwest. But with that, some areas will be wetter than others, and some areas will benefit from some rain. Other areas, the rain will come as a detriment on top of the already soaked soils. I think the first thing we can say for sure is temperatures are going to get warmer, especially the nighttime lows as humidity increases later this week. So today and tomorrow, we're going to continue with the general temperature trend that we've had over the last week, and that is cool by comparison to average, and lower humidity compared to average over the Eastern Corn Belt from Illinois to Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. That's for today and tomorrow. And then the heat will build a bit. It's not going to get really hot during the daytime because we'll have more clouds, but we'll have 80s, and growth rates will pick up. And overnight lows will rise from the 50s into the 60s, and in some cases upper 60s at that. So I think that will improve the growth rates. But along with the humidity comes the showers and thunderstorms. And over the next couple of days, the Eastern Corn Belt will stay dry. But we will see showers and thunderstorms starting to develop out west. I think first they will develop in Nebraska and southwestern Iowa and parts of Missouri and northeastern Kansas tonight. And some of those showers and thunderstorms will spread southeastward into portions of southern Illinois tomorrow. and weaken. And then we get into a pattern where more widespread showers and thunderstorms will start to develop, with the heaviest rainfall likely to the north as the jet stream migrates northward. So clusters of thunderstorms could produce locally heavy rainfall anywhere in the Midwest once we get into the middle of the week. But I think the favored area for the heavier rain will be to the north. And the thunderstorm, the severe weather outlook is also for the Dakotas and Minnesota and Wisconsin and parts of northern Iowa into even parts of northwestern Illinois. So that's the area that will likely have the most rain the middle of the week. But farther south, there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms. The first round coming Wednesday, and then once we get into Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we could see more showers and thunderstorms in Illinois and Missouri and Iowa and Indiana. So when all is said and done, I think by the end of the week, all of the Midwest Corn Belt will probably pick up at least average rainfall, which is about an inch per week. But some places will get a lot more, and a few places will get a bit less. But it is turning a bit wetter as we go later in the week. So what's going to be the difficult part is pinpointing where the clusters of thunderstorms will set up later this week and whether they'll just aggravate problem areas or bring beneficial rains to areas that are doing a little bit better. And I think the traders, again, are going to be looking at each model run and running with whatever the model says, whether it's accurate or not. Now, as far as other areas, it does look like hotter and drier air will be pushing up into the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. So harvesting conditions will improve across Texas and Oklahoma and into parts of Colorado and Kansas. Now, you get to Nebraska and northeastern Kansas, still some showers and thunderstorms there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Let's take a look at overnight trade. Kansas City July wheat opened overnight at 9.05 1/4, down 9 3/4 cents. It last traded down 16.5. September 9.20, down 6 on the open. Last trade 14 3/4 cents down. In Chicago, July nearby wheat opened overnight at 8.61 1/2, down 5. Last traded down 16 1/4. September 8.81, down 3 1/4. Last trade down 16 1/4. December wheat 9.01, down 6 1/4. Last trade down 15 1/4. March 9.14, down 14 1/4. Last trade down 14 1/4. And July of next year 9.40, down 2 1/2. Last trade down 11 1/2. July corn opened overnight 7.15, down 6 1/4. Last traded down 9 1/4. September 7.30, down 5 1/2. Last trade down 8 1/2. Dease corn 7.51, down 4 1/2. Last trade down 8 1/4. March 7.65 1/2, down 4 3/4. Last trade down 8 1/4. July corn 7.70, or May corn rather, 7.73, down 4 1/2. Last traded down 2 1/2. And July of next year 7.75, down 4. Last trade down 2. In the bean pit, July opened at 15.22, down 10 1/2. Last traded down 12 3/4. August 15.25, down 10. Last trade down 13. September 15.04 3/4, down 10 3/4. Last traded down 16 cents. November 14.95 3/4, down 13 1/4 on the open. Last trade down 9 1/2. January 15.04 1/2, down 17 1/2. Last trade down 7 1/4. March beans 15.12 1/2, down 13 1/4. Last trade down 7 3/4. In the products, July soybean meal 409 1/2 on the open, 409.50 rather, down 2.20. Last trade down 3.20. August 406, down 2.90. Last trade down 3.80. Bean oil for July 63.62, down 26. Last traded down 35. And the August bean oil contract 64 even, down 21 on the open. Last traded down 36. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. We're seeing a lower trade on the overnights, probably carrying through. The traders thinking that times are better as far as the weather goes?
Well, certainly a little bit better, and the flooding that along the Mississippi, probably not as bad as we moved downstream as what people had thought. So I think the trade's looking at the fact that, you know, we might have missed a little bit of a hit that we were fearful could come in as this water crest at lower levels as it moves further south than what we were anticipating along the way. And the reality is you have to continue to feed the bull. And we had a huge bull run off of this where corn rallied right at a dollar, maybe not quite a dollar through this run, and was due for some some type of a setback, and we could fall 50, 60 cents in the corn market and not change anything technically as far as the bull market is concerned. We just ran so hard, so fast, that to see people come in and say, I'm going to take a little profits out of this position, should not come as a big surprise.
So maybe a little more profit out today.
That's what I'm thinking is we're going to see a little bit more profit taking. We'll start in line with where we were overnight. We'll be down, you know, 12, 13 cents, and beans would be my assumption as we get started. Corn will be down 9 to 10. And I think we'll see more selling as the day moves on with guys just pulling some money out of it, because at this point, the flood is now becoming a bad memory, and we're starting to concentrate on where do we go from here. I think people were a little surprised with Informa's acres last week being a little higher than what they anticipated. So I tend to think that you're going to see guys just step back just a little bit and say, I think I'll back off.
All right.
Outside markets are mixed this morning so far, with the dollar trading up over half a cent.
Mm-hmm.
You've got crude oil up 87 cents on the morning, and gold is down $18. And so kind of get a mixed feel off of those.
Very quickly, let me get your calls. We got to wrap it up.
I'm going to go 8 to 10 lower on the corn. I'll go 10 to 15 lower in the beans, and I think you'll be down 15 to 20 in wheat as harvest starts to move further north.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time, Brian. Brian Maple is with F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis. You're listening to WYLL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. Our next report, the opening report, at 9:49.